This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Travelers are doing their own versions of Run, Run, Rudolph, trying to make it to town before Christmas. AAA says some 8 million people are flying at Hartsfield International in Atlanta. CBS's Skylar Henry says so far, so good.
As far as those long lines that we anticipated, not the case here. Wait times at one of the main checkpoints here, less than 10 minutes, which is fantastic considering this is the world's busiest airport.
But it's a rough day for thousands of Amtrak riders in the Northeast. WBZ's Jay Willett is in Boston.
Folks riding the train this week to get home for the holidays meet delays and cancellations on the rails.
We don't have a track yet.
Amtrak says signal problems between Washington, D.C. and Boston South Station are fixed, but the waterfall effect can send a chill down the spine.
Happy to take the early train?
Yes, very. We avoid all the, especially the driving, right? Since we're going to New York, the driving would probably be normally 4 hours, with traffic probably going to be 7.
The day after high winds and a towering surf brought down part of a pier south of San Francisco, forecasters are telling Bay Area residents to expect waves of up to 35 feet, possible flooding today. Donald Trump's reaction to President Biden's commutation of 37 death sentences, he's livid. Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Trump promised to direct the Justice Department to pursue the death penalty as soon as he's in office. He posted on Truth Social, "We will be a nation of law and order again." Yesterday, President Biden commuted the sentences of almost all federal death row inmates.
Bill Clinton's hospital stay is over. The former president's spokesperson says he's been released from D.C. hospital after being treated for the flu in his home for the holiday. This is a big day for scientists studying solar weather. NASA's Parker Solar Probe is expected to pass within 3.8 million miles of the sun. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
The goal is to help scientists understand what accelerates the electrically charged particles making up the solar wind, what heats up the corona or outer atmosphere to extreme temperatures, that's a major mystery, and how the sun's effects on the space environment actually affect Earth.
Parker is also breaking speed records at 430,000 miles per hour. It's the fastest moving human-made object ever. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot, one of the biggest ever, nears the $1 billion mark. In Bethesda, Maryland, these ticket buyers say a win would be great, but would also be unlikely.
I probably have a slightly better chance of winning than if somebody who doesn't play.
Live out my dreams. I'd buy a recording studio in Nashville.
You have a better chance of getting struck by lightning inside your house than you do of winning.
The Dow is up 213. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update.
Despite a pause, Mount Pleasant Village officials remain confident about the Microsoft project. The company has temporarily halted construction on parts of its $3.3 billion data center project in Racine County. The company says they want to refine the design. Police in Whitewater and Maguanago are investigating the distribution of plastic bags containing hate speech materials. Authorities are seeking more information through video cameras. In a recent court case in Kenosha, a man charged with doing something similar had those charges dismissed on First Amendment grounds. And many municipalities won't be picking up garbage on Christmas Day. Cities like Racine and Kenosha will be adjusting their pickup schedules. You can check each municipality's website for more. Government buildings will also be closed for the holiday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com. Merry Christmas, everyone.
The Packers dominate the Saints. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Saints 34-0. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's hard to shut out an opponent in this league, and from what I was told, it was the first one this season, so I was really proud of our defense.
Running back Josh Jacobs with a total of over 100 yards of offense and a touchdown.
I tell people all the time, I feel like I'm the heartbeat of the team in the sense of I get everybody energized. I get everybody with the right type of mentality that I feel like we need to have to play in the game.
With the win, the Packers have clinched a spot in the playoffs. NBA, some of the Bucks players not happy. They won't be playing on Christmas Day, feeling snubbed by the NBA. Last night, the Bucks beat the Bulls 112-91. Chris Middleton with 21 points.
Chris, I thought maybe his best game of the year. Early in the year, we wouldn't have won either game. Now we're not only winning games, we're winning them, you know, with a cushion. I thought defensively, maybe one of our best defensive efforts.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy but comfortable today with high temperatures above freezing hitting the mid-30s. We fall slightly below freezing overnight tonight and for tomorrow, 40. It'll be an overcast and cloudy day and it stays that way all weekend long. As a small chance of freezing drizzle lifts through Thursday morning and turns to regular rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
Just seconds away from hearing Paul Harvey's rest of the story. Sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscscenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into racinediscscenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Now, the rest of the story. In the year 1647, England's Parliament convened to discuss a most serious matter. There was some sinning going on. Something potentially affecting every man, woman, and child in the country. A plague sweeping the land. A widespread contamination, it was called. Not physical disease, moral degeneration. A sin is what it was. As bad as all that. As bad as all that. For so insidious was the manner in which it had invaded a culture that until recent years hardly anyone had realized just how dangerous it was. Now in despair, in 1647, British legislators sought to identify the source of this spiritual havoc. Clearly it had not begun among them, but it had begun somewhere in the dark recesses of their nation's history. Now, the term used to describe this dread thing was innocent-sounding enough. Originally, the word had meant to dance in a ring, although by now practically nobody associated it with dancing. Anyway, the seeds of its destructiveness were perhaps sown in the early 13th century. An Anglo-Norman ritual may have been responsible for starting this sinning. The 14th century witnessed a flourish of humanism and democratic spirit, and in this climate in which liberty was often regarded as license, the stage was set. Then dawned the 15th century, and with it the great menace, the scourge of England for years to come, the deceptive evil which now must be dealt with once and for all. But how? Might not many of those cruelly deceived rise up in anger, riot in the streets, even storm Parliament itself if threatened with a nationwide ban? Would prohibition of this sin work? And could a sin so beguiling, so intoxicating, so omnipresent be treated as a common misdemeanor and simply summarily prohibited? Rather than could it, the question before Parliament was could it be otherwise? Well, anyway, now it was time for the legislators to vote before it was too late. Throughout England, then and thenceforth, the awful practice must, in all of its forms, be considered a crime. It must be relegated to the distant, decadent past from whence it came. And so it was. The Parliament of England, 1647, passed its proposal, proclaimed its decree, and it was now a punishable offense, and it was to remain so until 1660, the Restoration, the reestablishment of the British monarchy with the reign of Charles II. Now today, it's no longer considered a sin. Today it's okay. Remember this word I'm going to relate, originally meant to dance in a ring, though practically nobody associates it with dancing. But as you participate in this happy tradition this year, I want you to recall the strange once upon a time in the years during which the pagan hunting Puritans controlled England's Parliament. That curious intermission in British history when it was a crime and you would have been a criminal for publishing or even for singing Christmas carols. Now you know the rest of the story.
Awesome. Man, Paul Harvey. Got him exclusively on WRJN twice daily. 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen. And again, 12:05 in the afternoon on WRJN. Sugar pie.
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Oh,
news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too, here on WRJN. More on the way, and a few surprises, too, coming up on WRJN. Big night for the Packers last night, winning 34-0 over the Saints. And I say that with a certain amount of relish, as much as I can without rubbing it in to any Saints fans who are still in the area. And we thank Saints fans for coming up from Louisiana and leaving their money. But I digress. We turn our attention now to this Sunday's game, and it has been flexed. If you didn't hear, it was supposed to start at noon, Packers and Vikings on Sunday. It's been moved back to a national game at 3:25. And, of course, you can hear the pregame starting at 1 o'clock here on WRJN. Packers, Vikings, must win for the Packers. Such an important game against arch-rival Vikings. And we got the Bears the week after that. Big doings, end of the season for the Pack. And, of course, you can hear the game here on WRJN. Proud to carry them. Sponsored by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. Gabriel the Promoter, online at GabrielPromotes.com. And by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Packers, Sunday, 1 o'clock. WRJN.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh baked special order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Merry Christmas from WRJN.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
when we finally kiss goodnight. How I'll hate going out in the storm, but if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
It's Christmas Classics 2 on WRJN. And more Christmas Classics coming up, and Christmas Classics throughout the day tomorrow, too. So if you need a little Christmas, right this very minute, you can count on us, WRJN. You didn't think we'd go away, just, you know, stop broadcasting just because it's Christmas Day. We've been broadcasting for 98 years. We know we're supposed to be here for you on Christmas Day. We haven't lost sight of that. So, yeah, we'll see you here tomorrow. WRJN with a lot of music. And I'm Dan Marcus. Thank you for joining me. Here is Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with another update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Leaders in Mount Pleasant say they're not concerned by Microsoft's pause. The tech company has temporarily halted construction on parts of its $3.3 billion data center project in Mount Pleasant. The company says they need to refine the design. Despite the pause, village officials remain confident that the overall scope and nature of the project will not be affected. The first phase is still on track to start operations next year. The tech giant has talked about a $3 billion investment in over 2,500 construction jobs. 5.5 million people, including many around here, were impacted by that Ascension Health hack earlier this year. It's now reported that the data breach impacted millions and involved the theft of sensitive data, including social security numbers, birthdays, and driver's license numbers. Despite the large number of people impacted, only around 500 have reported ID theft. And on this Christmas Eve, we'll remind you about holiday trash. Most municipalities aren't picking up garbage tomorrow. In the city of Racine, your pickup day will be shifted going ahead. In the city of Kenosha, the pickup will be pushed back, with Saturday operations running for the Friday people. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Cloudy but comfortable today with high temperatures above freezing hitting the mid-30s. We fall slightly below freezing overnight tonight and for tomorrow, 40. It'll be an overcast and cloudy day and it stays that way all weekend long. As a small chance of freezing drizzle lifts through Thursday morning and turns to regular rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
Timeless hits, Christmas classics, and old English folk songs, too, like this Scarborough Fair on WRJN.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. Once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Snow-crested brown, without no sun.
strands and polishes of gun.
She'll be a true love of mine.
Tell her to leap in a sickle bill blazing in scarlet battalion.
Parsley's angels, Rosemary and Charles. Scarborough Fair. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
all news, timeless hits, and songs about Mrs. Brown's fine daughter on WRJN.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. Things have changed. She doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough. It ain't no good to pine. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Feeling fine.
Ooh. Don't let on.
Ooh.
Don't say she's broke my heart.
Ooh.
I'd go down on my knees, but it's no good to Mrs. Brown, you've got a
news, timeless hits, WRJN. Shortly before his death, John Lennon gave an interview and said that he considered Ticket to Ride to be the first heavy metal song. It was also the first Beatles song to last longer than 3 minutes. There's your tribute for the day from WRJN.
Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. The old folks say that you gotta end your day by 10. If you're out on a date and you bring it home late, it's a sin. You just ain't no excuse and you know you're gonna lose and never win. I say it again.
And it's all because
your mama don't dance and your daddy don't.
It's all because
your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. It was made of snow.
Robinson and the Miracles on WRJN with local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics too, including a Monkees Christmas song that first aired on their TV show Christmas Day of 1967. You'll hear it here.
Sponsored
WRJN.
By Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Hundreds of thousands of flyers may be hearing this message today.
Thank you so much for your patience.
On top of the usual patience needed on Christmas Eve, there have been some heart-stopping moments for American Airlines flyers. CBS's Lacey Beasley is at the American Hub at Dallas-Fort Worth.
American Airlines issuing a ground stop Christmas Eve morning due to a, quote, technical error that specifically impacted systems needed to release flights. Now, the ground stop lasted for about an hour and has since been lifted, though now many flights are still delayed. We talked to one flyer who says his flight was delayed about 30 minutes. Another person says an hour. And we talked to another recent flyer who says his flight to New York has been delayed 3 hours.
High winds and high waves are still belting the San Francisco Bay Area, the same stuff that caused the collapse of a pier further south in Santa Cruz yesterday. Tony Elliott is with Santa Cruz Parks and Rec.
Today, we are looking toward next steps. So first and foremost, we want to make sure that the end of the wharf is as stable as it can be, that it's safe for our staff and public safety crews that are out there. Our second step today will be to work with our engineers to assess the damage.
The pier was under construction and closed to the public. President Biden's decision to commute 37 federal death sentences has his successor fighting mad. CBS's Tarian Small has more on Donald Trump's reaction.
He pretty much condemned Biden's decision here. He, in a first post, said that it was nonsensical. It didn't make sense to him why he would do that, calling some of the people being committing some of, in his mind, the more heinous crimes. And the second one, he